Hello and welcome to the Local Economic Development Podcast.
Hosted by Sean Cunningham
and Jörg Meyer-Stahlmann.
For other programs in this series, please take a look at www.ledcast.net.
In this episode, I'm going to have a conversation with Zini Gordon, who is a LED facilitator and trainer in South Africa. Hi, Zini.
Hi, Jörg.
So we're going to talk about LED training. And as a matter of fact, we're going to talk about a very specific type of LED training, namely training counselors on local economic development. Maybe we should just quickly explain what a counselor is to those people who don't have something like that in their country.
A counselor is an elected politician representing his or her political party within a local municipality or local government sphere.
And when you're training those people, you're not only training a few of them who are kind of responsible for LED, but you actually take a whole local council and train all those people in local economic development. Is that right?
Yes, that would be correct. It would be from your mayor of a local government or a municipality through to your ward councillor who represents a specific ward within a municipality. It could be up to 40 people.
Maybe let's look at why you started doing that. So what was the starting point, the motive for that?
It started off with local officials that I would train who would be very excited after the training and would say, well, actually, when they got back to the municipality, they found that the councillors didn't quite understand that what they were doing or not doing was impacting on LED. So they felt that if the politicians could be trained to understand LED, they would then not be stumbling blocks in LED, but could facilitate LED processes in the municipality.
Would it be perhaps possible to give a typical example of what kind of message the LED official, the LED officer of a municipality would bring home, and where the councillors would just say, no, we don't get that, we don't follow that?
For instance, an LED officer could say that we should work closer with the businesses in our area, and we should in fact collaborate with businesses in our municipality. And often the councillor would not get that, especially if it is working with your traditional white businesses in a locality.
So there might still be a situation where a councillor would kind of benefit if he was seen as hurting business rather than promoting businesses in the locality.
Yes, that is correct.
Right, so when you're running a training with councillors on local economic development, what actually do you tell them?
Well, we use a framework called the hexagon, which you have developed. And but before we get to the hexagon, actually, we start off with looking at trends in LED, not only in South Africa, but globally. What are the trends? And we start off with asking them what has been the experience of LED over the last 5-10 years. And then we move on to indicate how South African policy or the LED framework in South Africa is aligned or is in line with trends in the rest of the world. Often councillors are not very familiar or aware of what the policy states, the national policy. So we'd start off with the policy, then we'd go into the hexagon, starting off with indicating how one of the pillars of the policy states that enterprises are significant or very important for LED. And we start off with the hexagon indicating that business as the target group for LED. We indicate that this is not only big business, but it also includes startups facilitating the entrepreneurship potential. Then we indicate how they can contribute to facilitate a conducive environment for for LED or for entrepreneurship, but just doing the kinds of things that they should be doing. For instance, ensuring that the infrastructure is in place, ensuring that they stimulate skills development for entrepreneurship, etc. We then go into looking at who are the stakeholders in LED and indicate that there are possibilities that these stakeholders, even though they are so different, for them to work together, to cooperate, there are possibilities for collaboration. We also look at the roles. What is the difference between what a councillor does or a local official does to what a business person does to what a organization like an FET college or further education and training college does to what a retail financing institution does, and how all those stakeholders could work together to facilitate LED. We then go on to bringing in different aspects of sustainability in LED by also not only focusing on economic sustainability, but looking at ecological sustainability and the value of that for LED. And of course, in South Africa, there are huge opportunities now for LED initiatives or LED activities focusing on sustainability. We look at also the LED process management, which includes things like mobilizing different stakeholders to be part of an LED process, planning for LED. But the difference here is we talk about participatory mobilization and planning, participatory monitoring and evaluation, etc.
Now, when you're doing these things, basically the content is very similar to what you will also do when you're training other consultants or when you're training professionals, officials, local government officials on local economic development. But I would reckon that this training with the councillors works out slightly differently and runs in a slightly different way from, say, a training with LED officers.
Yes, it is very different. Firstly, you'd find that you have councillors that are at very different levels of understanding. You can have councillors that are extremely well-educated and have some experience in LED to councillors who are sometimes illiterate or have no basic understanding of English. So the training has to somehow take note of this variety in understanding of LED. Basically, it's to get as basic as you can, to keep it simple and with as simple input as possible, keeping it short, and the value for them is actually in the counselors interfacing with the concepts and looking at how this is relevant for their own local situation.
To what extent would you then stimulate the direct exchange between counselors, those with more experience and a deeper understanding of local economic development, and those who are just kind of beginners on the subject?
I think this is where the value of the learning takes place, because the methods that we use are such that the use of cards, for instance, to make input facilitates that even though a counselor may not have thought about the value of something, having it placed on the board makes him think, oh, that is a possibility. So the value is in the exchange of information, the lessons learned from other counselors, the more experienced or the more educated counselors.
You mentioned some of the challenges already that you are facing, like different languages or language issues. Can you think of other major challenges that you are confronting in these training courses?
Well, there's the issue of protocol, for instance, which is a major challenge that you, as a trainer of counselors, that you have to be aware of and never to underestimate the importance of rituals, but also the knowledge that they have of what is right and wrong. For instance, you'd find that many counselors are very aware of time constraints and want to start on time and end on time. And often I would have thought that it's actually the opposite, that they would be late and would delay. Often it is the mayor that is the first person at a training workshop. I've had a situation where a mayor was waiting in his car, and protocol was that everybody else should enter. But, you know, he was so impatient because people were about 5 to 10 minutes late. Yeah.
When you're looking at the results that you're getting, do you have any notion, any indicators of what kind of outcome this kind of training will generate?
You know, Jörg, it's shifts in understanding, it's mayors understanding how meeting with a local farmer is important for LED, understanding the challenges of local farmers and understanding the impact, especially of basic services or lack thereof, has on businesses in the area. So it's shifting an understanding of LED not only as about something that happens out there, but how the decisions they make on a daily basis about which road to build and where to build that road, technology in the area, how that facilitates the growth of the economy, having business advisory services. So, for instance, if SEDA, which is the Small Enterprise Development Agency, is in the province and they can have an influence on attracting a SEDA representative to be based within the locality, and how those services provided by SEDA can impact on LED. It's about them being aware, because they get invited to various occasions, about them being aware how they can market their locality and the language that they use for that, how important that is for attracting businesses into their area.
If you had to explain to somebody who's coming into this field now, what are the main do's and don'ts? What are the things that you must do, and what are the things that you must avoid under all circumstances? Could you point out a few of those?
Okay, that's a tough one, Jörg. But I would say that the definite do is to get the buy-in of the highest political person within the municipality, and that would be the mayor. If the mayor is behind this and understands the value of this, it is better for the process. In fact, if you can get the mayor there, and I can tell you that it's not a difficult task. I've had mayors in several training workshops. So if you can get the mayor there, if you can convince him and indicate to him how this can also improve what he is doing, because if he can indicate how his area is growing economically, or how his area is becoming more attractive, it's also there's also something in it for him. So definitely do speak to the mayor. One thing that you should not do is to publicly embarrass an official or a mayor. You don't want to, for instance, just tell them outright that what they're saying is nonsensical. Yes. I would also be cautious about seem to be taking sides. Often these the councillors are from different political parties. So if you are seen as taking sides with the one councillor against another, you could lose credibility. So remain neutral, you know.
There's one thing that I maybe should have asked before, but it's never too late. How long would a training like that typically last?
It would be 3 days generally, but often I've run this as an accredited training, and that is 4 days. And it's amazing that councillors, including the mayor, has been interested in staying the entire 4 days. So it seems like basically the municipality shuts down politically, and in some cases this was run just before a major political event in December. So I was quite impressed that they participated in a 4-day session.
Talking about being impressed, just to wind up this conversation, can you think or could you share with us what was the nicest or the funniest experience that you had in these trainings?
Well, the funniest was definitely the one of the mayor waiting outside in the car, and the counselor who looks after the mayor kept on coming into the room or the venue asking, when are we starting, because the mayor is outside waiting. And of course I was praying and hoping that the rest of the delegates would come, and calling delegates on the phone, are you coming, because we have to start, the mayor's there. That was definitely the funniest. And as soon as there were 10 people in the room, the mayor then made his entrance. Yes, and of course that was quite a ceremonial occasion.
And the nicest experience?
The nicest experience was actually during December, when we got a lot of insight into the as trainers and as outsiders and as non-politicians, we got insight, and we were invited into an after-training party where we had a lot of insight into the thinking of where this locality was going and why they were thinking along the political directions. They were really getting insight into the thoughts of the politicians in the area.
Great. Thank you very much, Zini.
Thanks, Jörg. Thank you very much.